Okay, I show it to be 2 o'clock. We're back in session, budget session. Kenny's gonna talk to us a little bit about the request that he's got for this time.
Do you have all your numbers and things?
I don't have them. I don't. I turned the budget in this morning.
Okay, what we did.
We don't have anything.
I'm sorry, I ain't got much. I thought the judge would.
I do. I didn't turn it in.
No, I didn't get it yet.
I do have it. I don't show what you let down or changed as much. This is just your final budget.
Chaos.
Could you come back Wednesday?
Do you need me to make some copies of something or?
Yeah, I'm sure. They wouldn't mind. What we did was, we normally have every year a 5-year outlook in our budgets. We go back 5 years. I went all the way back to 8. And we did a kind of comparisons on historically what's been under budget and how much. And so we were able to find enough money in there minus, I think, $42,000. We found that we could move around and put into a salary line and add a full-time deputy. I think we were short 10 or
12,000, somewhere along there.
Now, that was for the deputy. Now, I think the judge probably told you that about the jailer that just came up. Have y'all been aware of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we.
Talking about them having to they come in.
Yeah. They haven't told us yet, but they have Archer County.
It's coming, yes, okay, gotcha.
And they told Archer County as at the time they were sending them their fail slip where they failed inspection. And we have put in some steps to keep that from happening, but they are temporary steps because we can't maintain it. And that is meals that are pre-cooked, and we're gonna put them in an icebox, have the DO serve them, sandwiches, cereals, things like that. Can do that on a temporary basis. You can't do it on a permanent basis. So that threw a kink in what I want to do this year, because I certainly wasn't looking at hiring another staff in the jail. I was wanting to hire staff in the field where we're certainly short, and I came up with enough money, I believe, to do it through my budget, with the understanding that we move this around. And I know it's not a big deal these days, but at one time, since I've been here, when we moved money around, it was a big deal. We are probably going to have to move money around throughout my next term and see, or my next year, and see where it all falls into place. But I think there's more than enough money to do it. We may, like, we're taking a $11,000 hit on my vehicle maintenance, and we wasn't planning on that, but that money goes into another fund. So we've got the money. We'll just have to kind of work all together to see about just make it work out. Now, on the jailer end of it, I don't know what to do. I know what they're going to try to make us do, and I think they've got every bit of the power in the world to do it. And I think one person would probably be sufficient to be able to do that task. And mainly it'll be kind of a work in progress to see how that lays out, because nobody knows. This is something we've been doing it this way for 25 years or more, ever since we were in that new building. That, and so is Archer. So has every agency about our size, and this came out of nowhere.
What pushed them into thinking that this had to be, since it, I mean.
It's always been in the books, and.
It's always been in the books, and nobody enforced it.
I guess so.
Oh.
I guess so.
I thought this was something new they came up with.
No, it didn't change them. They just
started enforcing what they had.
So how can you get by with just one? Who can be there all the time?
Well, the way our shifts have worked out, we've got another person that goes between dispatch and detention and fills in a lot of times when people are sick. And so they fluctuate back and forth. And I'm hoping to use them two people to augment that 7 day a week. And move our shifts to, I mean, not move our shifts, but plan our meals so that they're prepared when we have supervision and served by our staff. You know what I mean? Instead of having inmates out on the floor all the time, utilize our DOs when they make the walk, serve breakfast. and breakfast consists of cereal and a glass of milk, a piece of fruit.
So your shifts are gonna have to conform with your meals then?
I believe so, and I believe that's
on probably be an odd shift. You know, it may not be a 7 to 3 or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
10 in the morning till 6 or 7 at night. So they cook lunch and all that type of stuff. That supper and make that other meal in between.
Working that oddball shift along with being creative about what we serve, that has to be reasonably hot when you serve it, if it's hot, and reasonably cold when it's cold when you serve it. So those are the only two requirements, plus nutritional value and all that kind of business. But I think we can do it with one, because I just don't want to come to you guys. This was enough of a drop kick. I just don't see putting more people in jail when we need more people out on the road. If we can scrape by with one, I think that's what we ought to try first until somebody forces our hand.
And for relief on the weekends or whatever, what you gonna do there?
That's where our pre-served meals, I think, are gonna come into play. Ain't nothing wrong with beans and cornbread. I grew up on them. You can have that for a supper meal. Put stew in there when the trustees are out in the morning. Put the stew on, let it cook all day, serve that. The DO serves that at supper on Saturdays and Sundays when nobody's there. But then when we got court and everybody moving and all that, have those guys fill in those work slots to see that that happens. But just be creative about what we cook. Shoot, I ate a lot of beans cornbread when I was a kid.
I still do.
Yeah, you do.
I like it.
You bet. And we've got roaster pans and slow cookers and things like that that don't take no genius to cook. You just put it in, turn it on, and check it every hour or so. Make sure you got water in it. The DO can do that. We can cook some of these meals at midnight, during midnight hours, and when the people come in that morning, serve them. And then that leaves that person off. So it's not something we anticipated by any means, and it's certainly it's going to be a moving some stuff around.
And it'll cut down your user trustees a bunch.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, it will. It's going to definitely hurt us in a lot of things that we normally do. But we can work that out too, because I'm free labor. If we got something over here y'all need done, we got the manpower to do it.
So they don't have to be there when you're serving it, just when you're cooking it?
If the inmates are not serving it, they don't have to be there.
Right.
But if the trustees are on the floor, they have to be supervised. Unless they're locked down, they have to be supervised.
Okay.
Serving outside, Yeah.
That's not a problem.
That's it. Considered supervision?
Yes, he is.
He's a certified jailer.
He can come get trustees anytime and do it and be completely legal. That won't change nothing. But sometimes we have our guys, not saluted, but some of our people go down mission outreach and help y'all unload and stuff like that. That's going to hinder that a little bit. Or going out to rodeo grounds and watching them mow and paint and stuff like that, it's going to hinder that a little bit. But it is what it is.
By hindering, you mean?
Slow it down.
Slow it down or cut it off?
No, I ain't gonna cut it off, because I'll do some of it myself. I mean, if I'm not doing anything and I'm not busy, I don't mind taking them out there and watching them myself. So. That's kind of it in a nutshell. We're really in great shape with our budget right now. Like I said, we're 81,000 under, and I don't see any foreseeable hits except this car business, and that's gonna hurt us, but we know that money is over here. Mm-hmm. Except at the end of the year when someone would look at it and say, hell, he went over budget by $60,000 in that line. Well, you wouldn't know unless you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know. And also, too, part of the money we're going to rake out of relief employees, I think you left it at how much, Judge?
23, I think. 22 or 23 that we pulled out.
Yeah, we left 3,500 in it, I think. And then we put that.
There's three left in it.
Three, I'm sorry, I didn't.
Relief employee salary, $3,000 is what it.
But it was 25 the year before. See, there's 22,000 right
there. Yeah.
So, historically, the three that's really been good to us is the food, miscellaneous prisoner supply, and gas and oil. We're right now in real good shape with all three of those. Food, we brag on food all the time. It's doing really well, but the last count in the jail, there's 30 people. We had 11 a month ago, and we've got 30 in there right now.
Cool.
And we are,
And last week was court day.
Yep.
You usually clean out at court day.
We sure do. It's just, boy, just nobody even knows how that works. One minute you're just flying high, you got hardly anybody to take care of, next minute you're plumb. But historically, that's always been low because we do a lot of bulk shopping and stuff like that, and that won't change. Miscellaneous prisoner supply, we all know where that comes from. That's our medical cost, and they're so far pretty good. And one of the things, Gina, that I've often been curious about is we make them pay a percentage of their hospitalization. I wonder how much money that adds up to.
I can figure it out and tell you.
Yeah, so it'd be nothing you can do about it, but I was thinking it'd be kind of curious to see what they actually pay, because we do charge them. They do have to pay some of it.
Well, and we took $5,000 out of that line for next year.
Yeah. So those are the three lines that we picked on really good, and we picked out some of them too. Working with the judge and Wendy, it worked out pretty well.
And as I told them this morning, these are your requests penciled in right here, but till we make the final decision, it's not in stone yet.
Oh, absolutely.
Just a request.
Yeah, this is the eighth one for me, and I know it can drop at the very last one.
Well, you wasn't here this morning, but I'll share with you what the other end of the table requested.
Oh.
$153,000 for new voting machines.
While you're bringing that up, I just talked to ESNS before we came back in here, and they do offer financing. So I told the representative to get on it, and he said that it may take up to a week, but they look at each sales order individually and come up with an interest rate that the county can work with and all that. So he's getting me a quote for financing.
I'll bet it doesn't beat the 2.5 that we're getting through the other way.
I tell you, Sasha's kind of in the same situation I am on many of her things, because that's mandated stuff.
Yes.
You know, when they put in them voting machines, there ain't nothing whether you want to or not.
Did you find out whether they had to be this next year, or could we wait 1 year?
He said you can wait.
How long?
I know. 1 year.
A year.
You can just have county on something to the city, and they just,
I think so.
Had 25-30%.
Oh, we think we'll go there.
Yeah.
So we can get by the 17 election without them.
We're going to get what
we got.
Yeah, maybe.
I've been hearing some of that. Boys, I hate to hear that. That's bad.
But you don't know that. I mean, before you ever sit them down.
No. I mean, they can quit anytime.
I know, but you tested before you said.
Yeah, but we've got more and more problems with them every single election.
Yeah, I'm making my opinion myself. Somebody ought to get strung up by a tree.
Well, we'll go back to the ballot.
We do have paper ballots.
Yeah.
We do write it in.
That's going to be one of my unfunded mandate deals to send in this year.
No kidding me. They wanted to have all this stuff done. They ought to send us some money.
Well, the federal government furnished it the first time. The state government furnished it this time.
Call James Frank and tell him.
I will. He's supposed to be at Nortex next month, so we'll line up all the lines.
They're supposed to shed it
at court next time.
My question is, how heavy that thing is.
We have to do this.
8 pounds, something bring out.
8 points of point. How much is sitting up on that roof, pushing down on that roof? Because we've had a bunch of rain. Oh, Lord mercy.
Yeah, today was a good court day for you to be gone.
Well, I'm sure sorry I missed it. But that's kind of mine in a nutshell, guys. And if we can do it, I think it'd be a good deal. But like I said, it ain't the end of the world. We'll do something. We always have. We made it 8 years. We'll make it some more.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know about that jailer or deputy for sure. One of the things that is a selling point for me, we're working two homicides right as we speak. And that deputy's working on them. He's answering cow calls and burglar alarm calls, traffic wreck calls. And you can't work homicide when you're doing that. There ain't no way.
What?
But me explain all that. Y'all know all that. I mean, that's not.
What is a full-time deputy meal?
$62,000. Yeah, that's basically what we got figured how we charge gross.
That's why Wendy totaled it up.
Around the 60 mark, but I wouldn't post it, yeah.
That's with everything, Commissioner.
What?
They all, you look back there going, golly, golly.
No, my ear was itching. I didn't even hear what you said.
Oh, that's okay. I just won't say.
$62,000 for a full-time deputy.
Or for a full-time road hand.
Everything.
Yeah, that's all right. They all come with baggage. As Bryce would say, they all come with baggage.
RJ.
RJ.
But till a month from now, that we get our certified tax roll where we can figure dollars and get it started whittling down to the very penny, we can't tell. But I put in what he requested, and I think he's got a valid request. And I appreciate you trying to work with us, trying to pull it back down.
Sure, I think so too. Lenny kind of hit the nail on the head the other day, something about people coming in and asking for more. Has anybody ever come in and asked for less? And I think that's a good deal. Sometimes
we have some this time ask for less.
Yeah, and I think we should. And me and Gina's talked about it many times. Mine's really hard to cut because you don't know what kind of stuff's going to happen to you. But we could sure move some around if historically that, you know, operate within that budget. And that's what I'm trying to do. And I think that's what I need to try to do. Don't go for no new money. Try to do it within what we got.
Looking at fuel costs for us. Yep. We don't know what it's going to.
No,
we just have a educated, best educated. We don't have anything in here. That's all you're going to do.
Insurance. Well, I know. Y'all remember this? No, it's before my terms during Sheriff King's budget. Gas went from $2 something to $35 a gallon. Here, y'all had to make a line item change and put money in his gas line. Well, that's just one move from OPEC. We don't control that.
Yeah, man, no.
But we're lucky right now. They're trying to starve the Texas oil man to death. And so we're paying historically low gas prices and we're saving that money. So, but some of those things like that are so volatile in the market, I don't really want to monkey with them too much.
Yeah.
Because we'll just be back to fix it.
Mm-hmm. We can.
But we can leave it alone and then keep that money for next year.
Yeah.
And then I don't have anything coming up. We've got a real good commissary number right now, and there's a couple of items with y'all's permission I want to replace in the kitchen. With that commissary money, new ice machine and a couple other things, preventative replacement, because the ice machine I know is about 15 years old, and so it's been one of those deals.
Is it still operating?
Yeah.
What are we going to do with it?
It'd be surplus. It'd be a good
I
place
could sure
to
use one.
Well, I bet you would.
What was that? Was that
talking? You didn't ask for it.
I was talking, I'll take it.
Yeah.
You were very young.
I was.
He just got a new truck and tractor.
I know he did. He's stingy.
Yeah.
Everything else seems to be working good. Our air conditioners are, you know, they're fairly new, but if y'all see those bills coming through all the time for the people working on them, I'm like, my God, how much can you work on one air conditioner? Of course, we got seven units. So there's something going on.
I had one replaced at my house for about $1,600. One unit.
Mm, that hurts.
Mm, yeah. Lightning struck you.
Did it really?
Yeah.
I had a hailstorm hit mine, cost me $3,500.
Really?
Come on, you guys. Y'all had insurance. Come on.
We did have insurance.
I did.
I did too.
Hey,
it cost me nothing.
I'll sell you some ice.
Well.
I'll sell you some ice cheap, Richard.
Hey, I like hot lemonade.
There you go.
Okay. Any questions for Kenny?
When are you going to change up that ice machine? Pretty quick. It's not getting any cooler.
Maybe I probably shouldn't have said that. I forgot how hard.
How big a space does that take up?
It's about that big.
That's perfect.
If it's that big, it'd be perfect anyway.
It'll fit right in that neighbor.
Yeah, there you go. Now he's got you.
I'll bring you a bag of ice every now and then.
We got our Tahoe back from the shop today, and then our pickup should be coming in a couple of weeks along with the new Tahoe. So.
There's a new one back on its wheels now?
Yeah, it's up in Chief went and picked it up all the go, and it'll issue to a different empty tomorrow.
So what color is the
old one? Yes, he is.
What color is the new Tahoe's going to be?
Silver.
Silver. they're going to let you stay with that for a while until they come up with the green.
Well, that's how you get nailed. I mean, you know, we sat here and waited 6 months to get them in. When they come in, they're the wrong color.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I'll tell him to bring us our other one. I said, well, we'll order them. I'll be here in about 6 months. Well, heck, we already waited 6 months. So I guess silver's going to be the color, guys, I guess. But it don't look bad.
Oh, I think it looks all right.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
We went ahead and ordered that pickup silver and that other Tahoe silver, so that's more than half.
They'll probably be brown. I just tell people that's
probably
that's why I order them.
Yeah.
You get them, mix them up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
People get used to one color too much. You know, you can try to
that's
sneak
right.
up on them.
Sneak around them.
Well, you couldn't get a red one. That'd really blow everybody's up.
Oh, yeah. That would make the paper, John.
I don't think it took anybody long to notice them silver ones sitting back there in the alley when we first got them.
Yeah.
All right, well, I won't keep you guys. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
We'll
yeah.
see how she rolls out.
Hope
yeah.
it works.
Yeah.
Hope it works.
Okay. Well, like I said, Doug does. No, we'll always make it, whether we're here or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like Monday before the rodeo.
It's going to happen.
You might get mad and get all stoked up, but we're going to have a rodeo.
Can I record a copy of that letter from Dr. Greer?
We adjourn.
We are adjourned.